Penguin Random House Audio presents Jackson Land. President Andrew Jackson, Cherokee Chief John Ross, and a Great American Land Grab. I'm the author, Steve Inskeep. To Carolee, Ava, and Anna. Those who profess inviolable truthfulness must speak of all without partiality and without hatred. Tacitus. Prologue. The Indian Map and the White Man's Map. This story follows two men who fought for more than 20 years. They fought over land in the American South, which is where they lived, though some said it wasn't big enough for the two of them. One man was Andrew Jackson, who became a general, then president, then the man on the $20 bill. Those honors merely hint at the scale of his outsized life. The other man was John Ross, who was Native American, or Indian, as natives were called. He became principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, though this title, too, fails to capture his full experience. Before he was chief, and before he met Jackson, Ross was a young man navigating his complex and perilous world. That is how we first encounter him. At the age of 22, he bought a boat. It was a wooden flatboat, essentially a raft with some housing on the deck. And on that boat, near the end of 1812, he set out on the Tennessee River. Starting somewhere around the site of present-day Chattanooga, the boat and its crew floated westward with the current, a speck on the water, dwarfed by riverside cliffs that marked the river's passage through the Appalachians. Ross was traveling several hundred miles toward a band of Cherokees living west of the Mississippi. He intended to sell them the cargo on his boat. Calico, gingham, buttons, beaver...